From KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. Chanting reverberated last night at Our Lady de Guadalupe Church in East San Jose. An estimated 1,000 people showed up to voice their concerns about a spate of violence in the city, including 7 murders just this month. Marilyn Maldonado is with People Acting in Community Together, which organized last night's meeting.
We need to work in partnership now because we cannot let one more youth in our city die. And so our hope is that we will partner with the city to take back our streets and hopefully create the community that we all want and deserve.
The concerns over public safety come as the city council is poised to vote on a new police chief. City officials are not confirming who that might be, but it's been widely reported that the city manager is recommending acting chief Chris Moore. He's a 29-year veteran who's come up through the ranks of the San Jose Police Department. Chuck Reed is mayor of San Jose and sits on the city council. Mayor Reed, some in the community say it's important the new chief come from outside the department, and I know you can't confirm who the candidate is, but what weight do you put on that consideration?
We want the best person for the job, the person that can lead the department the best, and the person that can connect with the citizens of our community in the best way possible. Whether or not that person comes from inside the department or outside the department is not the defining factor. We're looking for the best person. We've done a national search to find the best person. The city manager is in charge of that process under our charter. She'll make a recommendation to city council probably on Tuesday.
And whoever the new police chief is, what does he or she have to do to bridge the differences between the police and the community?
Well, the new chief has to understand the incredible diversity in this community, and if there are any parts of the community that don't have a good relationship with the police department, that's something that has to be fixed. We rely on the people of our community to help the police department. That's one of the reasons we have one of the safest big cities with one of the smallest police departments. We have a great collaboration and cooperation with our community. They help us a lot. They're our allies. The meeting we had at the church was terrific because we had nearly 1,000 people out there. We're trying to get our community engaged in helping us with violence, and it's a terrific thing to see that many people who are willing to step up and who are concerned about their community and willing to work with us to improve their community.
So one of the complaints, especially among Latinos, is that police use racial profiling and are, you know, overly aggressive on the streets. Do you see this as a problem?
Racial profiling is against the law and is against departmental policy. The chief has to make sure that all the officers follow the law and the policy. We have a great police force. We have one of the best in the country. That's not to say that we're perfect, and clearly racial profiling is an issue that bothers some people in the community. The chief has to have the capacity to deal with that, make sure that officers are well-trained, follow the law, follow policy, and appropriate discipline when necessary. That's the kind of chief we will have, I'm sure, but we will continue to work to build a relationship with the community because they are our most important allies in the war on crime.
What kind of training is there for officers to raise cultural awareness of the communities, the different communities in San Jose?
All officers go through a series of trainings, of course, the state-required training, but there's additional training, and there's some diversity training, and the chiefs over the years have built on that. I'm sure the new chief will have some new ideas of how to improve that. We'll work with the community to identify areas of improvement. But we have a great relationship with our community. They're part of the strength of our safe city.
You were at the community meeting last night at the church. What was going through your mind as you listened to all of these people speak?
I've been to lots of community meetings, and I really appreciate the fact that people are out there, their interest, their passion, their commitment to working with the city. So I felt really good about the meeting. I enjoyed talking with the people, hearing their concerns. These are not necessarily new concerns. These problems have been around a long time. Unfortunately, we've had a string of homicides early in the year. Last year, the homicide rate was down, but we're off to a bad start this year. So I share their concerns about the need to deal with that. But the good thing is this particular organization helped create the Mayor's Gang Prevention Task Force some 20 years ago. That's become a national model, so we know what works. We will respond to these as we have in the past, but we have to get our community engaged to help us dealing with homicides. And that's why it was just so really good to see nearly 1,000 people in the church.
All right. Well, thanks for your time today, Mayor.
All right.
Chuck Reed is mayor of San Jose. There will be a funeral mass tonight at Our Lady de Guadalupe Church for 18-year-old Hugo Gutierrez, who was murdered last Friday. I'm Tara Seiler. More news online at kqednews.org.